B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Time for us to step aside for a moment and find out what's trending with Tom, because it could be anything today. It's been a wild boy today. It could be anything.
Yeah, it could. It absolutely could.
Yeah.
We're going to start. It's off. It's an island off of Sint Maarten, which is near the Netherlands, where a sailor has been rescued at sea, and he was adrift in the Caribbean for 24 days on a sailboat. 47-year-old Elvis Francois was working on his boat. It doesn't say how he got to sea, but eventually was, stranded. And he survived off ketchup, garlic powder, and seasoning cubes for 24 days. He scrawled the word help on the boat's hull, which was a key to the rescue. Spotted 120 nautical miles off land. Had to remove water from the boat constantly. Tried to light a fire to signal help. Didn't work. But then eventually a plane passed and he signaled with his mirror. How long would you guys last at sea off ketchup, garlic powder, and seasoning cubes?
Well, I need something to drink. And you can't drink that salt water. So I'd last about 48 hours.
I think mentally I'd break at some point because he said 24 days. After five, I go, I'm going down.
How do you even know how many days you're out there? I mean, after you get to five, six, you probably don't even know.
Well, he probably didn't know. Then they said, what day was it when you went out? And they have a layer.
He probably thought it was like 300 days.
Yeah, he might have said it was.
How sunburnt must he have been?
Unless he used the sail. It's a sailboat. Maybe he used the sail and went around to try to block some of the sun. He's sunburnt.
You don't think the phone can stop this from happening?
The what?
A phone. It's 2023. What are we doing here?
Did the cell signal out in the middle of the sea?
He did have his phone, but I think the cell signal wasn't working.
They're not getting signal everywhere. They don't have a tower out in the middle of the ocean.
Got to figure something out so this can't happen.
Well, then you
God forbid anybody knows how to survive without a cell phone.
Well, no, sorry, Ricky. You can't do that.
Come on, Ricky.
You can't get off my lawn of God being out to sea.
I'm not getting on the guy. I'm getting on the guy survived.
You're doing the get off my lawn thing. Well, obviously, if there was a cell tower out there.
I'd love to see what would happen if he didn't have a cell phone for like a month.
I promise you I'd be good. I promise you. I would actually think
you
would love it.
You would be freaking out. No music, no nothing for you.
Well, you listen to music in the car on the radio. All you listen to is
97.5 The Fanatic.
That's what we do. That's what I do in the car anyway.
I guess he drank the ketchup because you're right. You can't drink salt water.
Yeah, but is there really water?
He probably had some water.
Limited. Yeah, I guess a little
bit. Probably had some kind of water, but
they can drink their urine.
Yeah, but that doesn't work too long. Here's the other thing. What are we doing with sailboats out there by yourself? He should have had somebody with him.
Is then that a rule on the water?
I don't think there's people that do that.
Down there, I don't think they really
But there should be. I'm not going on a boat solo. I don't care if I'm just doing a little pond. You always have a buddy. Because then you might not end up off course.
Yes, got a friend with you.
St. Martin's got a ton of islands around it.
Yeah, well, he had a sailboat, though. He's at the mercy of the
wind.
It's not that easy.
Yeah, so, well, luckily, he was okay. Walked back to shore. Good to go. We're going to move over to pizza. Pizza Hut has set the Guinness World Record for the world's biggest pizza pie. Contains 68,000 slices of pizza. This was at the LA Convention Center last week. Over 13,600 pounds of dough, 4,900 pounds of marinara sauce, 8,800 pounds of cheese, and 630,000 pepperoni. It was donated to a local food bank, about 14,000 square feet.
The disrespect of the homeless must stop. You know that wasn't a well-made pizza.
No.
You know that. That was not made with any kind of love. Okay? Marinara sauce, loose. What they did was, man, they might have mashed some tomatoes at best and just threw them on. They didn't make that with any kind of love. Look at the size of that thing.
That's a big-ass pizza.
Yeah, it is.
They're being cost-efficient, is what you're saying.
It doesn't look very loved.
That's what I'm saying. And now, okay, homeless people are like, okay, yes, they have to eat something, but there's no care involved with giving the homeless that.
What would Anthony Gargano do if he saw that pizza?
He'd pass out.
He would not be a happy man. You're right. He might actually pass out.
100%.
Yeah. Because he'd have a rage fever because he takes his pizza very seriously. very seriously.
Wait a minute. How the hell they cook it?
Yeah, it doesn't say, actually.
I think what they do
ten
is they
pieces put pieces at a time.
Nah, I think they put the dough together and stuff, and I think they halfway like blowtorch that thing. I'm serious.
I guess, yeah, no, that would be the only
kind of like a blowtorch type of situation, which actually would work.
It but just it's probably not going to taste good. It's not.
No, it's not going to be
cooked
evenly cooked.
Like that,
no, yeah. On the edges, it's going to be burnt. The center's still going to be dough. That's what I mean. There's no love involved.
Pizza Hut CEO David Graves said Pizza Hut has a history of first, so it made sense for us to do this. They said they were the first to deliver pizza and first to do internet ordering, so it made sense to them to have the world's biggest pizza.
The first, I mean, were they the first for real like
that's
that?
That's what he said. I don't know if anyone fact-checked them.
I mean, maybe they were, but let me tell you. You go to, if you had a Pizza Hut party, though, when I was a kid, you were the king. I never had one.
Yeah, but that was in the restaurant.
Right, if you had in the restaurant, you had
a
party
bar
there,
too.
Yeah, you were a king. Like, nobody could tell you anything at school. You were the man or woman.
That was, between the age of, like, 7 to, like, 11.
You were, if you could have your Pizza Hut party, I never had one. I used to get certificates for getting good grades to get a pie. You get the personal thing, I never get it. I think my dad did. Because I never saw them, and the certificates would disappear.
I don't believe that they were the first ones to deliver pizza.
I'm just quoting the article.
Nobody in Italy thought to put one on the back of
a bicycle
or anything, a donkey, and walk them around to the neighborhood. I don't believe. There's no way they were the first.
You're probably right on that one. Last one, a Maryland man wins his second jackpot from a scratch-off in 3 years. So he collected $100,000 on a scratch-off just a couple weeks ago. He won $50,000 just 3 years ago on a different scratch-off. It was off a $10 ticket from 7-Eleven.
Man, that's usually my lotto place of choice sometimes. I have better luck at the 7-Eleven than anywhere else.
Start scratching.
He said he's going to treat his wife to a nice dinner, some home renovations. Other than that, he's not sure what he's going to do.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, it was your fault. He said start scratching. Tom's in there just doing a great professional story, and you say
start scratching.
Why are people lucky like that? Not that I'm against it, but there's other people who play the lotto every day and never win. They win enough to buy more scratchers.
There was a baseball player, Scott Service, that I played with in Arizona. He was going up to the big leagues, bought a lotto ticket, won. Hit like for $500,000. Wow. Came back, got sent back down, hit again.
See, like, why are there people that lucky? And then there's other people who really need the money.
It doesn't
happen. They're
down
to their last
$5.
And then they're going to win $5 to go buy another $5 scratch off.
And then that's it.
Meanwhile, there's other people that can win like that.
I know a guy who I used to work with back in the restaurant business who was not a good golfer. Won 2 cars from hitting hole-in-ones on a golf course.
This is what I mean. Those people, that's what Brock Purdy's going to need. That kind of luck. Well, thank you, Tom. It was actually very, very, did a good job.
Well thought out.
Yeah, nice job there.
Thank you.
610-632-0975. Well, you had a bit of a weird day with the brain, so we didn't know how it was going to hit. You did a fantastic job. It was, good job.
I feel like I've been great all day, but thank you.
Say no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.